This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. Hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're watching both tournaments, men's and women's NCAA first round, with LSU taking on Rice here at 64-58 with a minute to go. It does appear that LSU is going to advance. Congrats, Brian.
Thank you very much.
It is time now for an edition of March's Finest with your March host, Eric Schiaffalo.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We need to start with a holy S inning for Jack Leiter. Just nice. Saw from the Evan Grant Twitter account. Struck out the side. Featured a 97-mile-per-hour situation there with some of the stuff. So a holy S inning for Jack Leiter. Striking out the side, hitting 97, according to Evan Grant.
This would be so fitting. Maybe all he needed, much in Rangers tradition, Chief, is just for me to give up on him, because that's what I did about a month ago. I decided I've had enough dog and pony show. I thought they were trying to soup up his confidence in a last-ditch effort.
You were playing mind games with him. I knew what you were doing.
To maybe trade him or something. But here he goes. And now, you know, that's the kind of inning that I think Rangers fans need to get a little bit back on the Jack Leiter train. If you left like me, maybe you've stuck around. But I've just seen so many disappointing Ranger prospect pitcher stories. I thought, I can't believe it. You know, how did this happen again? It was Dylan Tate like 7 years ago. You take him in the top five, never did jack for you. And now here again with this one, Kumar Rocker with the Cy Young. But this actually opens up the door, because you strike out a side, you're throwing 97. They're talking about the way you are. Now we have something that's happened on the diamond to match their words of, hey, we think he might be figuring it out.
Yeah, he's having a good spring. 4 Ks over 2 innings, 1 hit today. And they've got 2 games going on right now. Rangers also playing Cleveland, and so they're doing a split game. But Leiter's had himself quite a good outing here in relief.
877-881-1053. Are you back on Jack? Very, very exciting here. Jack Leiter. I think I saw the quote today, too, where it was Chris Young saying, not likely Jack to be making the team. As we're partying for Wyatt Langford getting the nod, it looked like Jack Leiter probably not going to be on the opening day roster. But then he goes, howdy, and he does something like this, totally redeeming himself. Congratulations, Jack Leiter. That's awesome. I also saw, according to Fangraphs, Rangers almost is like 40% chance of making the playoffs. I'm like, okay, Fangraphs, I'm done with you. I'm done. But right now, I am not done with you, Oakland basketball, and I am not done with you. Oh, my gosh. This dude, Jack Golke, he is the man. I'm definitely back on Jack. Maybe this is the spring of Jacks. You know, maybe Jacks all over the place are up. Jack Leiter getting it done. And last night, what a guy Jack Golke did. Listen to this. His 10th three ball in half number two, beating Kentucky.
Golke got it back. He wants another three. That one is good. Golke did it again. 10 made three-pointers. A five-point lead for Oakland.
Dear Lord.
Dude, this guy was, it felt like he could not miss. He only takes three balls. That is his game. It's just run around like crazy, catch and shoot off of a screen in, you know, running full speed. A lot of tough shots. And this dude is now the face of the madness for 2024. Senior guard, Jack Golke. And he's an instant March legend. Hopefully he can continue his legend. You beat Kentucky, and everybody loves it. We'll make fun of them here in just a moment. But right now I want to show all the love to Jack Golke, going 10 of 20 from the three-point line. This dude has taken almost 400 shots this year. Only 8 of them were two-pointers.
I love it.
And when you look at the like the next gen look at the court from like where you can see where he did it, they were all layups. Only one of them was like a mid-range like free throw line sort of jumper, you presume. But everything else was must have been like breakaway layups where he's like, crap, I have to do the layup thing
step
here.
Step back.
But otherwise,
step
yeah,
way back.
It's like 300 plus shots and they're pretty much all three balls. And last night he was in his bag in a huge way. Hopefully he continues it. Oakland, now I have some news for you about Oakland. Obviously, we know where Oakland is on the map, right?
Detroit, Michigan area.
Wow. That was a trick question, and you freaking nailed it, you bleep hole. Are you stunned right now, old Chuck?
I was just watching Wyatt Langford hit another RBI, 20 now on the season.
Are you surprised when I tell you that the Oakland team who beat Kentucky yesterday...
from Detroit? Oakland County, I believe.
Is from, yes.
Yeah,
is,
that's shocking. I would have not... I thought maybe California.
Is this surprising to you?
No.
You're familiar.
They were in the tournament, yeah.
Maybe, wow, okay. Maybe, yeah. This was news to me. Like, when I hear Oakland Golden Grizzlies, I'm thinking
their
they are... They
Golden
are,
Gate Bridge.
Yeah, this is Northern California, if yeah. I've ever seen it before. Yeah. But Jack Gougherty, he is a Michigan man, and they are all Michigan men. And right now, they are my hope. I mean, my bracket won't be thanking them if they go on a huge run here. But who cares? Because these guys, this is hilarious. And their head coach, Greg Camp, says the school has sold over $8,000 of merch to online customers with Louisville, Kentucky zip codes.
Oh, that's
so this is over the last 12 hours or so.
Louisville's probably buying this gear to troll
100%
Kentucky.
Trolling Kentucky. This is exactly what you want. This is March Madness at its finest, that you're just hate watching. And now everybody in Louisville, Kentucky who is anti-Wildcat will be pulling for Oakland, and they will all be roaming the streets now of Kentucky, repping the Oakland, Michigan, Jack Gougherty dominance. And our university website crashed last night is what the head coach said. Ooh. So the amount of trolls is basically what that is. And I'm here for it. And I feel bad for the folks like Will Chambers, but it's more funny. It's funnier than, like, I feel bad for you.
Yeah, the devastation meme in sports postseason is just unbeatable. You know, the crying fan, the in disbelief looks that you get frozen on TV. And Kentucky does it better than anybody.
Oh, they really
do.
Those fans.
At least in college hoops.
It was a rough night.
Dude, that is epic. Kudos to the Louisville fans who are doing that.
By the way, speaking of Langford, asked Sands yesterday, he gave me the thumbs up. Can we get a bang bang call on his next bomb ski?
Okay.
So be on the lookout for that. Maybe
bang,
opening day.
Bang bang. That'd be awesome.
Jared must be in a really good move right now. Cause like he's not making like we're not having to twist his arm.
He's getting ready to come home.
He's saying yes to rain delay theater interviews that don't belong on the network. Yeah. You know?
He's never gonna use that.
He was probably lying, but I was just like, man.
Hopefully we don't have a lot of rain delays for his sake.
Watch this be like his iconic Hall of Fame home run call, like his go-to.
Oh, my gosh.
Ends up being bang, bang. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would be great, man. Well, let us know if Bangford makes it home here, because is he in scoring position right now? I feel like Langford, if he's not hitting a dong, he's in scoring position. Like, those are the only two options
for
him.
Well, I mean, put the Rangers in the lead there at 2-1, so he's definitely having an impact on this game, but Elier Hernandez ground out to end the inning, so they're going into the ninth right now.
All right, now it's time to make fun of Kentucky. Somebody tweeted out last night they're calling Calipari the Italian Doc Rivers.
Oh, no.
John Calipari.
The Italian Doc.
The big money man from Kentucky, whose team has now gone one win in the tournament over the last half decade, $9 million a year, whatever the heck it is, $34 million buyout if they want to punt on him. But listen to John Calipari, the leader that he is, taking all of the blame last night after his team lost to the Oakland team in Michigan.
You know, we had some guys that didn't play the way they'd been playing all year. We did everything we could. We knew the zone would be tough, but we miss shots we don't miss. And, you know, the preparation, I thought they were in a great, trying to keep them loose, but when the game started, they just... you had some guys not play to the level they could play.
Yeah, you know, I think that's fair. And you have a guy make 10 threes on the other side. Now, maybe it's not right, but it is fair.
It is hilarious is what that is. Yeah. That's Hall of Fame finger pointing right there at a John Calipari. Kudos to him. If you're going to do it, go all the way with it right there.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about the fact that you defensively didn't just deny the ball for the dude who's going having a historic three ball night. Like, you're not just going to make sure he has to get rid of the ball and make one of the other four dudes on Oakland have to beat you. But maybe it was an execution error there from his guys. Now, what do you think about these textures?
Jason Garrett of him.
Maybe we have some Kentucky Wildcat fans here because they're texting in and like 682 laughing to the point where their ass has fallen off of their body. Louisville didn't even make the tourney.
It's facts.
Would you rather be the team that didn't make the tourney, or would you rather be what Kentucky is right now? You made the tourney and then you just got,
I'd still probably rather make the tourney.
Okay. All right. You just got gulkied. You're nodding yes here.
Yeah. Let me
brought us.
I'm a Cowboy fan. I'm used to making the tourney and not going anywhere.
Sounds like you like that.
I understand. It's part of my...
Yeah, you'd still rather be in the tournament.
It's part of my sports life.
I don't know, dude. I don't know if you would.
That loss would be so painful to endure that I'd rather feel like I got ripped off.
We got beat by the seventh seed in the NFL playoffs the other day.
Yeah, that stunk.
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah.
I'd rather be picking in the top 10 and just have missed the playoffs than have to watch that Packer game ever again. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pushed Kentucky fans into a place they're justifying giving how many millions? $35 million to buy this guy out?
That's what it would cost them, if they wanted to go for it.
They're not going to buy him out.
Blame it on the committee. I think as the coach, maybe I'm looking at this from Calipari's perspective, you know, the fan base, maybe this is great for them because they need the big explosion to ultimately push Calipari out.
On the lady side of things, you had the Lady Gamecocks. How much did they win by today?
It wasn't 50, I don't believe.
Okay, yeah, someone confirm what that is because I saw they were
Presbyterian.
54.5-point favorites.
Yeah.
The Lady Gamecocks were today. I wonder if they came even close to covering that. Shout out to the professor that just gets it.
They won by 52?
Did they win by 52?
I think they won by 52.
They won by 52.
Yes.
And they did not cover.
91-39.
Did they
look at Vegas,
no,
dude?
They did not
that
cover.
That is not cover, yeah.
That's sick.
91-39, that's gross.
There were a couple of those games yesterday that were right on it. It's like Arizona, 20.5-point favorite. Boom, they win by 20.
They win the fourth quarter 17-2. Could you imagine having that line? You're on South Carolina watching this come close. God. You're sweating it out from Presby. Make a basket for 10 minutes. They get 2 points. You still don't win the bet.
That sucks. I wonder what Texas's spread was. They won by 40 against Drexel. Some of these scores on the women's side are just blowing.
I got a men's Texas nugget for you here in a second.
Good
but
Lord.
I do want to shout out the professor that just gets it at Duquesne. Obviously, they have a nice bracket-busting first-round situation go down yesterday, and one of the professors on campus sent all of his students the email that read in the subject, "Class canceled due to the madness." And then he wrote, "Go celebrate. I'll figure it out." Signed, Professor Healy.
That's awesome.
That's a guy who gets it right there. Shout out to you, Professor Healy.
Salute.
I just saw this from Mike Finger on Twitter.
Excuse me?
Made up name.
Yeah, that's
what are you doing over there? Mike Finger.
So if I talk about Raleigh Fingers right now, all of a sudden you're not going to bat an eye. But Mike Finger all of a sudden is offensive.
I've seen Raleigh Fingers before.
You've seen Raleigh Fingers?
Yes,
but not Mike's.
Not Mike Finger.
Mike Finger.
I'm giving you the finger for bringing this up.
Rick Barnes, Shaka Smart, and Chris Beard for Texas in the tourney from 09 to 2022.
No wins.
Record 4-10.
Oh, bad.
Supposed to be legends, right?
Yeah.
Rodney Terry for Texas in the NCAA tournament from 2023 to 2024. 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
So Terry has matched the total amount of tournament wins just in one tournament and one round of opportunities compared to Barnes, Smart, and Beard from 09 to 2022.
Was Beard there just 1 year?
Yeah, I don't know that Chris Beard could really.
Did he really?
He doesn't really need to be
one and change.
Hey, hey, hey!
Did he last?
Your beef's with Finger, not with me.
No, no,
okay?
No.
Like, send all your Beard. Send all your issues to Finger.
Really seriously, how many games did Beard coach over there?
He was 29-13.
It was one tournament that he was part of.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe he was a. He kind of had something that he got halfway through the
season. Yeah, I think last year canned, he did. Yeah, I think he got canned
Terry
like 2 weeks
over.
In.
Yeah, mid-season last year, so he won with Beard's team. But regardless, shout out to Coach Terry.
Hey, all angry emails go to MikeFinger@gmail.com. Okay.
We had a Professor Finger our freshman year at college at DuPont Loma Nazarene in San Diego.
Finally, and we have an adult in the room.
We had the same reaction that Brian did. Like, what's his name?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you ballsacking me right now, sir?
You are.
You're ahead of your time.
That's the kind of stuff you do over there.
Finger was a pain in the butt.
You're like, oh, I'm just going to run with the story and make up a name.
I have a joke that I'm not going to say right now because I don't want to be offensive. But I did see the 469.
Now you don't want to be offensive?
Yeah,
say, hey, so you have to draw a line somewhere.
I appreciate that.
March Madness 469 says March Madness is great because Kentucky has a few future NBA players on their team, and they're getting cooked by a future enterprise district manager. That's the beauty of the madness,
that
man.
That is true.
Almost as beautiful as the analysis that gets called out, the faux analysis. Let's get to our guys, our favorite guys. It's Charles Barkley and Kenny the Jet Smith. They know their NBA. Boy, do they know their NBA.
I love
it. Then you throw them into the tournament. You're talking about Oakland, but we're in Michigan. We have no idea what's going on. And Charles not having his teammates back. Take it away, Kenny the Jet Smith.
You know, I think, you know, the Kentucky-Oakland game was a dynamic loss in terms of expectations of fans around, the country. So that was probably big. But overall,
probably.
But it keeps going.
Good job, Captain Obvious. Captain Obvious over here. That was a dynamic loss by Kentucky, Ernie.
Yes.
I hear
so
you,
what
we're
looking for.
A dynamic loss. I perked up when I heard that, too. I'm like, a dynamic loss? You are reaching for filler words everywhere, and I know that better than anybody.
So, I know that feeling well.
That was, but for Charles to call it out for it, like, yeah. and that's such a pot kettle situation. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I'll be surprised if we wake up tomorrow morning without a return serve there from Kenny the Jet Smith.
Well,
Charles, are you kidding me?
Chuck was being open. Like, they're talking about some team. It might have been Duquesne, and he's like, I'm going to be honest, I haven't watched him play.
He called him Duquesne at one point, and I was like,
what
get this
idiot.
Guy off my screen.
He doesn't even know their name.
Stick to the NBA, bro.
He called him Duquesne?
Yes.
Everyone knows it's Duquesne.
It's time now for that one segment of the week where you're encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. It's what you're drinking and
what you thinking.
On the phone lines next to the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Nation. Jack Leiter exits 2 2/3, did give up 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned. Struck out 5 batters, though. He just walked a guy to put runners on the corners, and Boach sauntered out there to get him. But overall, pretty good day there for Jack Leiter up until the end when the 2 earned runs happen. And yeah, it's going to make his ERA for the game close to like 7.5. Which isn't good, but he struck out the side at one point. So that is among the good news here, G-Bag Nation. Mavs are rolling, Stars tonight. Mavs don't play again till Monday. We got the NCAA tournament on, and it is time now for what you're drinking and what you're thinking. At 877-881-1053. Look at this. Legends lining up already. Wee James, Travis in Fort Worth, Black and Gold. Polo is on the line as well. And the Expressway is brought to you by the On-Time Experts. We're going to go commercial-free to the top. Currently drinking that 20-ounce Diet Coke. And I'm thinking, you know, USA-Mexico, Sunday night, 8:15 there at the stadium. And I know a lot of people are excited. Just a legendary rivalry. And I can't wait to check it out. I'm not sure if I'm going to make it in person. I was looking at the tickets, and it's like, it's close to 400 for the lower bowl. And jeez. I know Abby wants me to treat her, but I don't know if we're going to do it like that. So it's time to find out what Broadus is drinking and thinking, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Gavin. I am drinking some strawberry lemonade out of my drops. So I'm drinking water with my strawberry lemonade there. But what I'm thinking is after the show, I'm going down to the lake.
Ooh, very
and
nice.
Hanging out with my buddies. We all had a dinner last night. These guys, it's like eight of us that are been known each other for about 50 years now.
That's didn't awesome. You do this last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
We're turning into like a once a year thing. So excited. I don't know if they're out on the lake right now listening, but if you are, guys, I'll see you here in a bit. And excited to get to hang out with your friends and do some fun things.
Right on. Well, Chuck, drinking?
I've been sipping on some water over here, looking forward to a good soda weigh-in tomorrow. I did have a football or ball sack question, though, for you. I just saw this pop up on the timeline. Jameis Winston, everyone still judges me for one season 5 years ago. That was before I got LASIK. I couldn't see in Tampa. I thought Bruce was black until 2019. Bruce Arians replies, explains a lot. I always thought you were just being polite when you introduced me like that to your friends.
Oh, my gosh. That is definitely the Arians portion of this is definitely a ball sack. The Arians response.
You guys all going ball sack?
I'm going.
I mean, Jameis is funny. He's got a sense of humor.
I'm going ball sack. I'm going ball sack.
I'm
going
to say ball sack.
Yeah, it's ball sack.
It's ball sack?
Yeah, it's a ball sack. I fact-checked it as well. I checked out Jameis' Twitter, but that was too funny to not read. I thought it was great, and I do love Jameis. He's awesome. I can't wait for Jameis to retire and get into a booth somewhere and just be entertaining as hell.
Oh, yeah. He's gonna have to do that, dude. Life after football for Jameis is going to be entertaining as heck. I'm drinking Spitzy's delicious Indonesian organic coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And it's getting the job done.
How'd you get some of this Indonesian coffee?
I don't know. I'm just guessing it is because I've had it for a while, but I could be drinking just the normal BS that's back there. Nonetheless.
I didn't see Spitzy today. I didn't know if we had any fun coffee.
Friday coffee. And I saw that the Mets are unveiling. I'm thinking about this. I've been thinking about it for hours, actually. They're doing like a cookie egg roll item at their ballpark.
Oh, God.
So imagine like just a delicious cookie, but you get the egg roll crust, sort of.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if there's a dip. I'm trying to figure out what we're dipping this with. You might not even need the dip. Yeah, maybe
sauce,
you pair it, but I think what the Mets are doing is important.
Need the backstory here. Is it cookie dough in the egg roll wrapper?
It looks like it. Yeah. Well, I think it's.
So they must bake it or they fry in this? Well, you got to fry the
egg. I think it's a bake then fry.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think you're baking a cookie situation
the cookie
that
then
you're
then
frying
it, then you're
in to make it like an egg roll. And it is like a egg roll shaped sort of vessel.
Yeah.
It's not even like a cookie shaped vessel. Either way, I think they continue to revolutionize the concession thing. The Mets are doing it right. They've been doing it right for a while.
Yeah, there's a lot of great things you could put in an egg roll wrapper.
Yes.
That makes it work.
Their food was ranked amongst the best in all of Major League Baseball there.
I see the cookie dough egg rolls on Southern Living. I think it's only appropriate if that is a success up there, if they bring them home. I'd love to be sampling that throughout the season. Let's go into the Pimp Cup. Yeah. Lucius Alexander.
Yes.
Sir, happy Friday.
Hey, man, happy Friday to you. For Broadus is a jolly good fellow. Hooked us up with some Italian food in here.
Mm.
Had a great plate, hit the spot. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
It's pretty good.
It was awesome. It's top five.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Manicani with Italian sausage and the ricotta cheese.
Oh, it's really good, man. Yeah. I wolfed it down, brother.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I'm drinking water. I've had more than a half a gallon. I'm looking good. I'm looking good out here. That's the wrong button.
There we go.
And I think we are living in a particular time, people. A point of inflection, if you will. It will be studied for many, many, many years, this period in time.
Wow.
They're going to say, what the hell went wrong?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Let's see if we can get to the root of this.
Yeah. The what not to do era.
It's time to take your phone calls at 877-881-1053. There's only a couple of rules here of what you drink and what you think. Number one, you just got to answer the questions. And number two, you're not operating heavy machinery, which does include a motor vehicle. We start on line one with Roberto in Grand Prairie. And a good afternoon, Roberto. What you drinking, what you thinking?
So I just got done drinking some Coronas. I'm on my way home, about to pick up another six-pack of Coronas and play some Call of Duty for the rest of the night.
Oh, man, you're winning.
Sounds like a good one.
That's huge right there, Roberto. Enjoy your time.
What I'm thinking is the Mavs are going to make a big run once they get into the playoffs. I've looked at Oklahoma, Chet Holmgren. Mm. When he's matched up with a bigger big like Daniel Gafford, is a non-factor. The only other team that I'm really worried about is Minnesota. But we saw what Jason Kidd did in the Utah series. He basically made Rudy Gobert a non-factor. And like we have Kyrie, we have Luka, PJ Washington. Even though he's not being offensive productive, he's playing some good defense. And Derek Lively coming in with the second unit just makes a big difference. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Roberto. Yeah,
it's a good take.
To a Blake, though.
Are those rumors that Verdansk is coming back to Warzone true? Can anybody confirm or deny that?
Can't confirm, but I've seen them myself.
Okay, I'm going to confirm something. It looks like the MLB has released their statement, and they are going to be gathering.
We got around the bases at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, but I think this is important just to at least address.
Address it.
MLB is going to be in investigating with their DOI. Their DOI began their formal process investigating the matter on Shohei and his interpreter.
Thank you, Chief. Ooh, it's getting spicy.
It's happening.
It's what Eric's thinking.
That's right. I'm all over this thing.
The FrankelFirm.com text line is open for you. The Frankel Injury Attorneys text line at 877-881-1053. Please also leave your name and city you're texting from if you'd like to participate in what you're drinking and what you think in that way. Where are we going next, Lucius? We'll go.
You can go anywhere on the board, bro.
All right. How about four? It's Patton Burleson. Afternoon, Pat.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Great, Pat.
First of all, guys, I got some bad news. I had to spend all last night in the hospital. I had heart problems.
Sorry.
But I'm doing better.
Good.
And what are you drinking?
Well, right now I can only drink milk and water.
I'm just kidding you, sir. I'm glad you're doing
that.
I'm
Thank
glad
you,
you're
buddy.
Doing right. Yeah.
Love a little milk and water.
Guys are great because I've been doing my spring cleaning, and you guys just help pass the time. I've been organizing my baseball cards, my football cards, my basketball cards, and I go back to the football days brought us when there were real football players like Bob Lilly and Chuck Halley and Leroy Jordan,
there you go.
And Cliff Harris and Charlie Waters. Well, brought us, you know them all. And brought us, I want to show you when we hook up sometime, I want to show you guys my photo album. I got photos with Bart Starr and Roger Staubach and Troy Aikman.
There you go.
Yeah.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, you guys are a 15. You guys knock it out of the park just like Wyatt Johnston.
Thanks,
buddy. So I'm going to let y'all run. You guys enjoy the rest of the tournament. I hope your brackets aren't busted. And Dawson, I just have a feeling you're going to win it all.
That's right. I am Mr. Perfect so far.
I just have that sneaky feeling.
Thank you, Pat. Hey, man, have yourself a great weekend and don't get too excited, brother.
Yeah.
You know, we want to see you back next
week. Broadus, don't get too excited. He's pitching a tent in here after that call.
Big fan.
Are you writing down his number?
Yeah, I was.
Sounds like you
can
to
I get it
up.
Off the text deal there?
No. Unless you text in, we'll pass it along to you.
Thanks.
Travis in Fort Worth, line five. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking and what you thinking, sir?
I am drinking an ice cold brisk iced tea. Mm. I am headed home from work. Long day at work this week, guys. Just wanted to give a shout out to my homeboy that works with me. His name is Andrew. He's a good dude. And I'm thinking that this Maverick team is looking like Lob City back in L.A. Clipper days. If they can keep it up, they're going to make a deep playoff run. Want to give a big shout-out to Broadus as well.
Thank you.
Hope everybody's doing good in your household.
Appreciate you.
Just that I love you guys, and Lord willing, if the creek don't rise, I will be calling back next Friday.
Take care, Trav.
Cheers.
Have yourself a good weekend. That opens a line at 877-881-1053 here.
Bob Seger, Lucia's doing it right now.
Turn the page.
This song can make me cry right here, bro. Yeah. Can make me cry.
Rolling Away is one of his good ones, too. Roll Away.
Yeah.
This is a great drinking day drinking song right here. To
a restaurant. Nice highway song, too.
Straight out from the road. You feel the eyes upon you. As you're shaking off the cold. You
pretend it doesn't. See ya, baby.
Yeah, don't stop.
I'm good.
Well, karaoke.
This is a really good drinking song.
Yeah, it is. How many beers are you going to have with your boys tonight?
Oh, I kind of told you the game plan. I wasn't really sure, you know.
These guys get a little buck wild.
I'll tell you what, guys. Let me tell you what.
There's going to be liquor involved tonight.
I got some great teammates because I was telling them some plans that I had for this evening. Everybody's like, okay, bro, you got to consider this and consider this and do this and don't do that, you know. So I got some great teammates here.
Mardi Gras Brian going to be making any?
Maybe so.
Maybe.
Maybe so.
Maybe so.
Maybe so.
You wouldn't want to withhold that greatness from your buddies.
Nah.
Line six is Wee Wee James. What you drinking? What you thinking, Wee Wee?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Drinking some Crown Black on the rocks.
Yeah.
With a Coors Light chaser. With a glass of water.
Okay.
Wee Wee, you're the man.
Got to hydrate.
You got to surround it, buddy.
Got to stay hydrated, baby.
Yeah, you got to hydrate.
I also want to kick a shout out to all the letter carriers in Dallas, especially the ones that wanted the craft station. Okay. I got two things that I'm thinking. Now, a couple of months ago, y'all had a fake A. Wee Wee James call in, and that pissed me off.
Hmm.
Now, I got a problem with that. It's only one Wee Wee James, and that's me.
That's you.
Number two, I don't know what it is about the women's basketball this year. I think it's probably because of Angel Reese or whatever, because I haven't seen her Facebook page and all that. And I've been into the women's basketball this year, and I'm loving every minute of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, this is the first time I can really ever remember maybe the first time it is ever that it feels like the women's tournament, you're more familiar with what's going on there than you are with a lot of what's going on the men's side.
That gal at Iowa's got a lot of eyes on this thing, didn't she?
Yep, Caitlin Clark's definitely made an impact. I mean, the Final Four for the women's has been outselling the men's since the beginning of the tournament brackets being announced.
There's good characters, though. The Clark character, Angel Reese, and then her whole team, Mulkey. You know, and then what the Gamecocks got going on. Yeah. I mean, like, it's just, there's so South many good Carolina teams. Story, there's a lot of good storylines involved.
Oh, I thought you said a lot of sportsmanship and things like that.
Oh, yeah, just a lot of respect.
There's a lot of hate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though, with that.
A lot of hate.
Hate sells.
Hate sells. Yeah.
I mean, it might be a deal where they'll make more as college players, so they want to stick around if you've built a brand. You know, the WNBA still does not pay that great. So I think maybe they're incentivized, and I mean, obviously, I'm here for it.
We missed an opportunity not to go to that tournament last year.
Oh, the women's final four last year.
Yeah, it was the Dawson Tri, dude.
It was $300.
No, the prices were high.
I should have helped better with my LSU connections there.
It would have been fun. Maybe we'll get to do it again. Fun. I mean, they add the Van Lith player who was the star at Louisville last year.
Yeah, they got beat by Middle Tennessee.
Oh, wow. They we got Middle that
Tennessee
ruined.
I think Middle Tennessee was down 19 and came back and won.
Because there's a lot of fun storylines there because you would have had the LSU-Louisville rematch, Haley Van Lith. Now you're going to get, hopefully, the Caitlin Clark-Iowa-Louisville rematch here, maybe the Sweet 16. So this is going to be fun.
Michael and Garland, line 7, what you drinking, what you thinking, brother?
Man, I am drinking Miller Lite and Fireball, and I am thinking the Cowboys got to do more in the offseason, and the Rangers will be world champions once again.
I love it.
I'll drink to that.
What's the ratio there with the Miller Lite and the Fireball? How are you playing that?
It's generally speaking, it's going to be 1-1 unless somebody buys me another.
Have yourself a time, Michael.
Respect.
I like that.
So we're talking handle. Full handle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can put away that Fireball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Black and Gold B is on line 8 here in the G-Bag Nation. And good afternoon, sir. What you drinking? What you thinking?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
I'm drinking a cold evening flight, and I'm thinking that this is going to be a good weekend. So my brother's going to come over and hang out tomorrow. Probably going to listen to some music, play some cards, some dominoes, let my son and my nephew play together. But I've been thinking about it all week. I just decided today I'm going to throw out a little extra cash. Going to go to the Cajun restaurant here in Red Oak.
There you go.
About 5 pounds each for crawfish for me and my brother both.
High penalty.
I'm just going, man, just talking about it getting me excited, man. It's been too long since I had some crawfish. So just really looking forward to that. And then I guess the song I'm going to recommend this weekend, let's see, Take a Ride on a Riverboat by Louisiana's LaRue.
LaRue.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Jam right there. Yeah. Enjoy Black and Gold B. Do you guys like bottles or cans more when you're cracking them? You're having a nice bottles. Session beer.
Bottles.
Oh, I'd probably go cans. But I'm really either way. I'm not going to fight you.
Man, I go can.
Just that coldness of the bottle. I think beer in a bottle just tastes better. Fresher to me. Maybe because I've drank a lot of PBRs in my life out of those cans.
Or some Dos Equis.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, that'll leave a mark.
Yeah, those PBRs in a can, you get lockjaw. You need a tetanus shot and the rust.
And a headache. Yeah. Get hung over after the fourth beer on PBR, I felt like.
It's good. It's good. Those are good beers on the porch because they're usually like a dollar a piece. Yep. They always run specials on the PBRs.
Yeah, you run into a nice hipster bar.
Yeah.
They'll sell you the tall cans for a buck. Yeah. You're rocking. Polo and Garland, you're on line 9. What you drinking and what you thinking?
What's going on, fellas? Like I told Lucius, went to my car earlier. I was doing a tattoo. So today is the one Friday I'm not drinking. I had to do a speak no evil, hear no evil, see no evil elephant on his cheek's side. She took it without some lemon cream, so she did a good job. Now, I'm gonna go back to my boy Roberto, first caller today.
Mm-hmm.
I am so proud of the Dallas Maverick. It seemed like Nico Harrison was listening to me because Donnie Nelson, tight pants wearing butt. You got people across America think all grown men over 40 years old wear tight pants in Dallas. Now, man, what they just said, because we got big balls in Dallas. You know what I'm saying? Now, Donnie Nelson, I know you upset you want to sue the Mavericks and all this, but if he was still the general manager, we wouldn't be ducking all on people. We'd have people like Wong Juju because you want to go across the world on Mark Cuban money on these expensive trips trying to get players that people ain't never heard of before. So Donnie Nelson, go wipe your glasses off, look at the Mavericks play. Now, another thing, I am so glad we got rid of Reggie Bullock with this little dookie hairstyle he got on top of his head, because I'm tired of seeing like people just dunk on people, get your foul, and get the crowd hyped. I'm tired. I'm glad I seen all the Highland Park people that could actually afford to go to a game at the AAC jumping when we just made a record-breaking 19 dunks last night, 18, whatever it was. Now, Lucius, come on, dude. Send me a truck. I need another Chevy, man, or something. I need another Chevy. Holler at y'all. Bye.
There he goes, Polo and Garland.
Hey, dude. I mean, Broadus could sell you his.
Yeah, maybe.
Somebody already did.
So the engine. The engine. Sold it. Yeah, you could go pick up the engine in Grand Prairie. God. Hey, I was surprised. He didn't say anything about, for like 5 straight weeks, he didn't say anything about Jason Kidd.
No, he's happy.
I was
right
kind of hoping. I wonder if he's happy with Jason Kidd. Because he always starts like that, Jason Kidd. He can't, you know. I wonder if he's happy with him now. Maybe. Maybe
probably not. Closer to indifferent than happy.
I was hopeful. I should have just asked him, hey, what do you think of Jason Kidd now? Because every week he talks about he doesn't like Jason.
He's had a good point lately.
Yeah,
I really think they're focused and they've made an adjustment with their playing style on both ends. Yeah. I think the coaching staff is kicking ass right now. Mm-hmm. Like they're getting a big thumbs up from me. Now, we need to see them stay focused. Another game against Utah and then back-to-back in Sacramento. 2 against the Warriors coming up. There are good tests. Not many of them. Final game of the season, the Thunder. So you have like 5 games against good teams remaining. And if they take care of business against those teams at well, then I will join everybody having this level of optimism. But right now I feel like it's like post-Seattle game in the Cowboys season where you've been beating bad teams, and we need, a litmus test game. You know
That's
what
right.
I'm saying? Damian and Cedar Hill on line 1. You're on in the nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, buddy?
Yo, I'm drinking A&W root beer right now. I'm thinking about it earlier. I got just a couple of quick points. I don't know how long ago it was, but General, you had gave some advice about like rolling down your window and turning on the AC.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, Chief, maybe.
Yeah, man. I think that was you, but yeah, man. That's some great advice. You said it felt good, and it does feel good.
Top 5 feeling, personally.
Yeah. And then also, last point. Cedar Hill is the city of champions. Mr. Mike Bassett, not too long ago, said Duncanville is the city of champions. And I beg to differ. I believe it is Cedar Hill, home of the best quarterback ever, Will Cole. And that's all I got to say. Thank
Salute
you guys.
To you. Damian in Cedar Hill checking in for for the high school there. And whatever the case, I mean, it's two powerhouse programs. Fantastic to have both, you know, dominating for the Metroplex.
Three powerhouse programs. Three over there.
Soto in there.
Buddy.
It is time now to go into the Pimp Cup, as we do every evening at this time in the G-Bag Nation. Lucius Alexander in L.A. Live.
Rodeo Ron, what are you drinking and what are you thinking, sir?
I'm drinking that Jim Beam with a little splash of Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got a question for you. Do you know what you get if Joe Biden and Donald Trump breed with each other?
Stay away from that one. What do you say?
A poor billionaire that thinks they know how to run America's team, that likes glory hose and going all in instead of ice cream and beautiful women. His name would be Jerry Jones. And remember, Stephen Jones, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And remember, if you're not hanging out with Rodeo Ron, listen to that G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
We're with the bleep you at.
That's right. He did it. Rodeo Ron pulls off a Trump and Biden joke here in what you drinking, what you thinking.
Kenny, what are you drinking and what are you thinking, Kenny?
What up? Frozen margarita with fresh peaches and two shots of that marvelous rock and roll tequila.
Thank you.
Shout out to the birthday broadcasts one more week.
Thank you.
Shout out to those chips off the old block. The Pee-wee hockey playing grandsons, Landon and Maxson. And shout out to Tolo Justin in Grand Prairie. And what am I thinking? Well, I'm in a baseball mood. So I had a question to myself. I said, I wonder if anyone has ever hit the roof in the Astrodome. It just so happens 40 years ago, this coming June the 10th, in the first inning in the Astrodome, second year player Phillies, third baseman Mike Schmidt, hit the longest single in history when he hit the roof at 213 feet high. And he actually didn't hit the roof. He hit a speaker. And then I said, well, I wonder who has hit the roof in Globe Life Field. Joey Gallo hit the rafters, not the roof, but the rafters, with a foul ball that went 210 feet high, and it was ruled a walk. Now, Jerry Jones on Wednesday – y'all had people text in and say, you know, what was Jerry Jones, what could he do the best? And I think there's two things. Number one thing, blowing smoke up our ass. That's the number one thing. And the number two thing, and this is my time, and I think just like, unlike Lucius, me and Jerry Jones, we don't pull out.
Boom.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
There he goes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, 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 my God. All right, here we go.
All right, you swears.
I learned my lesson, Kenny.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe.
Might have been a little extra loose tonight.
Yeah.
Man. It'll make it
I learned my lesson. Everything. I'm like a batter in the box on the inside pitch. Whoa. No, sir. Hey, what if we had steroids in the league, Pops?
I think there should be a whole new league where you can have all the steroids you want.
Who cares if you grow another foot? You got 3 feet? Run! I spent $700 for a basketball game. I don't see a fly.
Let them all have steroids.
Boxing, I want to see somebody knock that head off. I want to see a hockey player eat the puck.
I'm going to tell you who needs some steroids. The soccer player. 3 hours. The score is 1-1. Give him some steroids. I want to see the score 115-150. I pay to see some like that.
But you need steroids.
I'm going to get me some steroids. I want to be able to bang, bang, bang a girl for about 2 years. Knock a out. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, buddy. R.I.P. to Pops. This is L.A. Live for March 22nd, 2024. Shout out to Emmitt Smith, Pocket Rocket Deuce Deuce.
Hell yeah.
AKA Scoey, if you know. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey, it begins today, y'all. It is Friday, Friday Night Live. You know the vibes. Don't crash out this weekend, folks. Touch grass. Have a good time. Be peaceful. Avoid the law dogs. Because the judge won't see you until Monday. All right? Here's a weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. if you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Absolutely. Don't play. And if you do get caught up out there and you got to go to jail, don't let anyone do you any favors in there. No favors.
No favors.
No favors. It'll catch up with you. And mind your business in that place. Do your time and get bad, Jack. Get bad.
What are you doing?
I'm getting bad. You better get bad, Jack, because you ain't bad. You're going to get
That's right. That's right. We're bad. That's right. We don't want no
It is. That's right, we sure don't. Trying to do our time and get on out of here. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up. You know the deal. At Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all at G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, my news crush.
Yeah.
Oh, is it Susie Solis?
Yeah.
Cynthia Isigisigisigetis. It's my news crushes out here, y'all. WFAA TV is always good for a good quote when it comes to Cynthia. Wait for it.
A woman is alive tonight thanks to a Mansfield police officer who saved her from choking behind the wheel.
Oh my God.
You know, our executive producer, incredible. Tiffany Johnson, just so snitching. She was laughing, saying, you know how embarrassing it would be to like have to be saved from just your chewing gum?
I would be happy to be laughed at and be saved.
I couldn't believe that. That's Tiffany Johnson.
Snitch.
I just couldn't believe what she said.
Well, I choked. I was choking on a banana a couple of years ago. Remember I told you?
I kid you
not. Captain Awesome saved my life. Seriously.
All right. I'm
dead.
I mean, folks, I couldn't make this up if I had to. 67 degrees right now in Denton.
Is that Pete Dukas right there trying to?
There's Pete.
Yeah, trying to jump in there.
69 degrees.
Let me save this
big
right here.
Big Pete Dukas.
What's he done?
Big Pete.
He's all right.
Hey, speaking of Big Pete. The hot dog hooker is back in the news, y'all. The hot dog hooker is back in the news. If you're not familiar,
yeah.
4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, I played some audio from the hot dog hooker. She's from East Rockaway, Long Island, New
Long
York.
Long Island, yeah.
East Rockaway. Now lean back.
Hey,
now lean back. Hey. A woman on Long Island who has made headlines in the past for allegedly selling sex as a hot dog vendor. You know, the food truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she was selling more than hot dogs. She has been arrested for stalking charges.
Oh. Huh.
Katharina, she's 57 years old.
Persistent smoke show.
Very, very persistent. Was charged with a smoke show. It's definitely a smoke show, but not like you think, bro.
It's smoke show.
Hello, am I sexy yet? Is this what you like? You want to see more thigh?
Yeah.
She probably got some garters on at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that type of vibe. Let me see. Yeah, she was charged with 3 counts of stalking on Wednesdays. She is accused of repeatedly harassing a 51-year-old man at his job and his house.
It's a butt-naked Wednesday, man.
Okay. According to officials, she exposed her breasts. It made racist remarks towards the man.
Oh, no. She was just honoring Harambe. I'll give this woman a break.
Wait, what?
Harambe was like Wednesday or something?
Isn't that what the way they were doing the tease out for Harambe?
Is that what that was?
It was a whole movement.
They did do tease out for Harambe. They did.
Poor Harambe. Didn't even get to see them Jones, man. Yeah. Poor Harambe.
He passed way too soon.
Yeah, he'd probably be here if he would have known that was going to happen.
I know, he'd have waited.
Let's get a little bit of this. This is a long cut right here from... Fox 5, New York. A little story about the hot dog hooker. Take a listen to this lady.
So a Long Island woman who became known as the hot dog hooker has set up shop once again, but outside of her East Rockaway home.
All right, and once again, she's offering more than just hot dogs. Here's Carrie Drew.
Get a wiggle with your wiener.
Wait a minute. What? I told you, she's a character, buddy. She is a character. One more time for your mind.
Get a wiggle with your wiener.
You may remember the name Katharine Scalia. We first told you about her nearly 4 years ago when she became known in the press as the so-called hot dog hooker. Scalia sold hot dogs out of a trailer dressed only in a bikini and was busted for offering sex to an undercover cop.
I solicited an undercover officer. I didn't know that was going to happen. I, you know,
I told this guy to come to my ass. I'm going to do a strip. We're going to have fun, and you're going to go home, and that's going to be the end.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was going to be in cuffs all over the news again. When I gave the undercover cop the lap dance, I had pants on. And when I did it, all I showed him was this.
She pulled them jokers out on the news.
Oh my
she 100% pulled them jokers out on the news, bro.
I didn't even go topless.
Here she is posing outside her East Rockaway home, offering lap dances to those who drive by.
Bruh.
She says what she's doing is legal.
To the younger generation out there, do your lap dances. It's safe and it's legal.
Still, Scalia says she has no plans to stop, even using the Fox 5 cameras to promote her dancing.
I got another 20 years to go before I drop dead. So I want you to send all the guys to 12 Maxwell Street, East Rockaway, lunch and a lap dance from the queen.
Lunch?
Lunch and a lap dance from the queen right there.
Get that hustle going.
Shout out to Zapp and Roger. I need a documentary about Zapp and Roger because that's a sad story at the end there. Am I my brother's keeper? He wasn't. He really wasn't. We're almost up against it. Well, we are, really. 105.3 The Fan, LA Live. Friday Night Live coming right at you. I need to empty the clip. Probably won't be able to get to this. But this week, all week on Twitter has been, what is the most insane thing someone has said during an interview was trending all week on Twitter. I loved it. Whoever decided to do that, I appreciate you, man. Chef's kiss. I had so many things. How about this one? Adam 22. You guys are familiar with Adam 22?
Mm-hmm. I think he actually won gold in Cuck of the Year.
Yeah.
That boy went platinum.
Yeah.
He went platinum, boy. Yeah, he has a podcast called No Jumper. Mm-hmm. And there was a man on there just getting his behind kicked by the word heterosexual.
Oh, no.
Because if you my friend, bro, you just going to be real, fo. You ain't. First of all, me being friends with Remo, I would assume you were, what's the opposite of homosexual?
Heterosexual.
I would assume his ass is a homosexual. Uh-huh. He's different. So if he was not a homosexual.
You got to say heterosexual.
Ahead of the sexual. Uh-huh. So if he was ahead of the sexuals, bro, I'm going to assume that you ahead of the sexuals and bro ahead of the sexuals, too. I'm already ahead of the sexuals.
I'm already ahead of the sexuals.
I got a huge lead on these fools. They don't stand a chance.
Struggling.
You got a 5-yard advantage.
Cooking these fools.
Yeah. He's like, I'm trying to get to that point, man. Don't worry about the heterosexuals and homosexuals.
I'm ahead of the heterosexuals.
Listen to my point.
Oh, man, that's good.
That's great stuff right there. I won't be able to have the time to get this.
Get in here.
Remember, former mayor of Toronto, I brought him up on Tuesday, I believe, Rob Ford, the single greatest quote ever in political history. I'll cut this a little short so we can get right to the cut.
That's all I have to say for now. And the next thing I want to call Mayor Britannia in Hamilton and tell him that we're going to have to spank their little tiger cats. Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondek. It says that I wanted to eat her. I've never said that in my life tour. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home.
What about drinking and driving, Mayor?
Hold on. Nobody cares, driving.
Nobody cares about the other stuff.
I've got more to eat at home.
I've got more. I don't want your lady. I got more to eat at home.
It was like John Daly was a mayor. Add cocaine.
Yeah.
I mean, like
crack.
That's right.
He was doing crack in the alleys and breakdancing with folks. That's the mayor out there with that cardboard breaking.
Yeah. At 350 pounds.
Getting it, bro. Like Chris Farley.
Yeah.
All right, man. I'm out of here. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That is my time. Y'all be safe out of here. I'll see you in about 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
Have a good vacay, buddy.
Yes, sir. Okay. Coming up next, we're about to have a proper round triple. We'll go around the bases right here on your home of the Cowboys, home of the World Series champion Texas Rangers. We'll check what kind of Ranger stuff do we have.
Yeah, we got big Ranger news with Wyatt Langford. We'll update what's happening in their game today and the Ohtani investigation. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.